local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
We are just a few seconds in front of 12:11 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hogarth here in studio for another round of our Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. Joining me today, we have Annette Duncan here with the United Way of Steele County, and also Danielle Wilson with the Owatonna Eagles. Welcome. Yeah, I impressed. I actually turned on both of your microphones right away. It's kind of a, you know, I forget to turn that part on every now and again. Buttons can be tough. We want to, you know, just kind of bring you two together to talk a little bit about some of the partnerships and collaborations that, you know, especially that your two organizations are really working on, because, you know, being local organizations, you know, that's a very important piece to keeping a community like Owatonna and running and things like that. So I guess let's just kind of start just real broad, like, and kind of how your two organizations are really starting to come together, maybe even more so than what you already have in the past.
Absolutely. Would you like me to start, or do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So many people should know, and if they don't know, the Eagles is a huge supporter of community. And so when United Way was looking for our community campaign leader, we wanted to partner with an organization that cared about this community as much as we do, and we found that in the Eagles. So they are continuously supporting organizations, supporting community, supporting our youth, which is super important to us. And so together this year, we're partnering to raise the funds that we need to be able to continue to support the human services programs that this community so desperately needs. So super excited to have the Eagles as a partner this year.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, like, it's worked out for the Eagles. You know, our motto is people helping people. And so it just, it flowed so nice with what the United Way does for Steele County. They help all people. And that's what the Eagles is all about, is helping everybody in the community of all ages, ranges, across the spectrum.
And to me, you know, being on the outside, kind of looking in from both of the organizations, you know, this pairing really does make sense because, you know, like you said, Danielle, people helping people, that's really what you guys are all about. Just, I don't know how many different, you know, events and such I'm reading on the air. Oh, it's going to be at the Owatonna Eagles, because, you know, you guys want to be involved in this community, and obviously that's what the United Way is all about too.
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%. Yep.
So let's kind of talk a little bit about maybe some of the pieces that you guys are coming together with as you work on this campaign overall for the year.
Absolutely. Well, did you want to start with some of the events that you have coming up, and then we'll transition to what we're doing together?
Yeah, let's go that way. Yeah, so we have a few events coming up at the Eagles, kind of some big things. This weekend, June 27th, is Chet Fest at the Eagles, and they're doing a beanbag tournament, and there's a silent auction, and then all funds raised from that go to the Chet Mock Scholarship Fund that is for high school seniors. And so come on down to the Eagles. They have a Facebook page that you can find them and sign up for everything like that. The other big thing that we have coming up in July is July 21st. We have our Rib Fest. It's our second annual. We did it last year. It's Gar's Famous Ribs and an all-you-can-eat salad bar. So you can sign up down at the Eagles or just show up that day. But we're really excited to have some people into the club in the summertime especially. And, you know, once people are into the club, then we can give more money out too. So, and then we have some big stuff coming up with the United Way. The first off is tonight. We are the host for the Chamber After Hours tonight, and the United Way is going to be there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking on, you know, they'll give a little presentation on the United Way for the Chamber After Hours. So come on down, 5:30 at the Eagles tonight. We'll have food and drink available for everybody that shows up if you're part of the Chamber. And then another big event we have coming up with the United Way is July 25th. We have Kids Day at the Eagles, 10 o'clock at the Eagles. There'll be bounce house and face painting and all that stuff. So bring your kids down. It's free and available for everybody to come down. And then if you want, you can have lunch at the Eagles afterwards, or you can just go on home.
Yeah. Who would ever go to the Eagles and not go inside and have lunch?
I know, right?
That's what I say. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
Because, you know, when I first moved up here, you know, I would go by that area all the time. And finally, you know, I stopped and thinking, what took me so long?
Exactly.
So there's that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You'll get that plug out of that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't forget your eagle socks.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the business after hours here again tonight. You said mm-hmm. it starts at 5:30 and, you know, this is really an opportunity for the Eagles to really show off your facility, too, for those that maybe don't frequent.
Yeah, it still shocks me. So I'm an Owatonna native, grew up here, live here now with my husband and kids, and now I work at the Eagles. And it amazes me how many people still have never been to the Eagles or have never been on our banquet side or vice versa. They've never been in the bar side. And so I always, come on down, mm-hmm. find me, talk to me. You can tour our space at any time. We're open, you know, our normal business hours or whatever for restaurants. But tonight we'll be going to be in a banquet side. And so we just really want to showcase, you know, how nice our banquet facility is, you know, what you can host in there. We can host up to like 275 people in our banquet space. So it's a large space. It's really nice. You can decorate or I can decorate. And, you know, we do all kinds of events there. We've done meetings. We've done weddings and quinceañeras and, you know, everything. We run the gamut mm-hmm. of
I was going to say, I'm sure
services.
If you could think of it, you guys have probably done it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. We have.
Or if you haven't, you probably will be before long.
Yeah. But right. And the other thing I will say, Corey, is that we really love hosting nonprofit events. So that is kind of our niche. Again, people helping people. And so all of the stuff that is nonprofit, like you said, we usually get a lot of that at the Eagles. You know, the Taste of Steele County we're hosting and the Hot Dish Hootenanny we're going to host. And there's so many silent auctions and all of the events that are going down that the Eagles love supporting those type of organizations too. So
yeah, and even those that just come in and do like the meat raffles throughout the week.
That's
as well.
That's huge.
You know?
Yes. So many nonprofits get to not only raise a little bit of funds to move their mission work forward, but they get to build awareness around what they're doing. Great
exactly.
conversations. There's just such a great crowd at the Eagles always. So such a fun activity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the clock. We should probably get to our break, otherwise we are going to completely run out of time
okay.
here. So we will continue our conversation with the Owatonna Eagles and United Way of Steele County when your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues here on Cal's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cal's 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go. More Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. Corey Hargith here in studio with you. Danielle Wilson, Annette Duncan here with me as well with the Owatonna Eagles and United Way of Steele County. And so we were talking before the break here just about the collaboration between your two organizations for this year. So, you know, let's maybe dive in a little bit more maybe on the United Way side a little bit of this, you know, why all of, you know, how we're kind of bringing all this together and, you know, why these specific events. There we go. I got the words right.
Very good. Very good. So United Way very much believes that in order for us to be able to serve our community, we need to know our community. And the best way to do that is to get out into community. And the Eagles affords us that opportunity to bring community together. So Danielle talked about the Kids Carnival that's coming up in July. Perfect opportunity for us to share resources with families, to let them know what's out there to help them be successful as parents, be successful with their children's education and their academics and just have a good time. We really want to promote family and bringing people together. That's a big part of how we keep our community strong. So that's why the Kids Carnival is a perfect opportunity to do that. But we've got so many more opportunities as well. So Danielle talked about the meat raffle a little bit. Well, we're going to be there September. So come in September on Fridays. It'll be United Way. And come and talk to us about the different programs that we're doing out in the community. We'd love to share all the things that are happening. Teen Center seems to be the huge topic of conversation right now, so we'd love to share the successes that are going on there. And then we've got several other events coming on, so I can continue. You know,
yeah.
I'll just keep talking, Corey.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you don't stop me,
so. Yeah, I was hoping you were going to mention Teen Center because, yes. you know, that was the big addition.
Yeah.
Was it last fall. Is that when it opened its doors?
Well, we officially, no, there was some things that had to be done to make it ready. We officially opened March 2nd.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that is doing phenomenal. We usually average about 25 kiddos a night. I should say kiddos. They are young adults every single night. And just enjoying the atmosphere, enjoying being around their peers in a place that they can just, you know, they can kick back. They can be themselves. They can explore new things. We have programming that comes in. We had a fun learn to paint session with our local artist here a couple of weeks ago. And so we're bringing all kinds of fun activities that help promote our young people being their authentic self. So we're going to keep that going. I'm going to have a busy summer, of course, out there, and hopefully we'll have a good start to the school year.
Yeah, and really the whole idea, just one more piece on the teen center, was, you know, to give those young adults somewhere to go where, you know, parents don't have to worry about, okay, are they in a safe location, that sort of thing. But yet they can be with some of their peers outside of the school walls.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're learning how to engage in that sort of environment. I mean, we're teaching the same things that caregivers are teaching at home. And that is, we got to take care of our space, right? We got to take care of our space so that it's available for other people. So we hope that we'll hear at the end of the summer from some of our caregivers that they're sharing some of these new learnings at home and they're maybe being a little bit more responsible. So, no, we've got a great group of young people, and we hope to continue to grow at Teen Center. So, yeah, that's just one of the newest and greatest at United Way.
And there's always new projects that you guys are working
on,
too, of course.
Absolutely. So we've, you'll be hearing here probably this fall as we start our housing project that we'll be working on with the city and the county. We're within the next 4 years, we'll be building 10 affordable houses here in Owatonna. So excited about that. So there's always something happening at United Way, just like there's always something happening at the Eagles. And in fact, at the Eagles, we're going to be there several more times this year, bringing community together. So I just wanted to highlight really quick. Of course, we're going to put more information out there.
Absolutely.
But very quick, in October, on October 2nd, we're going to have our mariachi event at the Eagles. So we're super excited. We have a mariachi event every single year, and we're super excited to have that hosted at the Eagles this year. So we usually bring a couple hundred people to that event. So that's awesome. And then the big one will be our All In for Steele County in November. So watch your calendars for that. But just a few of the activities that we'll be bringing in to bring community together.
And as we've been talking about, a lot happening up until that point as well. Again, we got to mention the business after hours happening tonight at 5:30. So whether you are a regular at the Eagles or, you know, you don't get over there a whole lot, go over and check it out for all the members of the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, it's always great getting that community together and just seeing some of the many things that we have to offer right here in our local community. And that's what the whole idea of this collaboration was.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. So in the little bit of time that we got left here, we got another about 90 seconds or so. So let's just kind of talk about where folks that maybe they can't get to business after hours tonight, but they're interested more in what each of you have to offer. How do they get in contact with each of you?
Absolutely. So go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, I was going to say, so we have a Facebook page that is updated, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day of all the activities that are happening. Also, we have a website you can go to. It's eagles1791.com. And I would encourage everybody that comes in and checks out our website and our Facebook page that you also become a member of the Eagles. That's
absolutely
the big thing, is that membership means you're part of the Eagles, and you know that your membership is going back into the community. All the money that comes through the membership and the time spent at the Eagles and the gambling that is done at the Eagles all goes back out into our community. So we highly encourage people to be members and be part of the Eagles crowd.
Absolutely. And United Way, we're on all the social media networks at UW Steele County. Otherwise, our website, www.unitedwaysteelecounty.org. So everything you need to know. Otherwise, of course, we love visitors, so stop on by.
All right. Annette, Danielle, thank you so much for taking time here on this Tuesday afternoon to come in and join us. But we got to get moving here. I've got your Midday Farm Review from the Linder Farm Network on the way here at 12:30. And then I'll be back with you just after 1 o'clock for your Midday Move. It's brought to you by Simple Move. Of course, we'll open it up with your dad joke of the day, brought to you by Wayne Norwood Wetmore. But this has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank on Cows 100.9.